Hello and welcome to the Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Aviva Orlian and today we will be studying Tehillim, Perek Nun Gimel 53. So if you look at the words of this Perek, you may be wondering to yourself, doesn't this sound familiar? Didn't we just learn this about 40 Prakim ago? Well, no, you're not going crazy. This Perek is almost an exact repetition of Perek Yud Dalid 14 with some slight variations. Lamanatzeach al machalas maskil le David, for the conductor on the musical instrument, the machalas, a song of intellectual instruction to David. Or machalas implying an illness, a machala, a mizmar of the illness slash challenges of the Jewish people due to their experiences in exile. Amar novel belibo ein elokim hishchisu v'hisivu avel ein ose tov. The novel, the empty and disgusting personality, says in his heart, there is no God. These people bring destruction and they do not do any good. This was composed by David about specific enemies in his time, as well as looking into the future when Bnei Yisrael will encounter more adversaries during the first and second Chorban. According to Rashi, Perek Yud Dalid refers to the enemy during the first Chorban, namely Nebuchadnezzar, and in our current Perek, the enemy is referring to the Roman general who destroyed the second Beis HaMikdash, Titus. And as always, we keep in mind that the words morph and can apply to entities of the past, present, and future, both personal and collective. So let's go through this short Perek of 7 psukim. We did the first two already to get a feel for the Perek. And then in the second part of this presentation, we will go back and tease out some ideas relating to the traits that contribute to the Navel personality. And we will also be speaking about a specific individual, Navel, during David HaMelech's time. And hopefully we can tie it all together. So, as we said, the Navel denies God's existence. And then in Pasuk Gimel 3, Elokim Mishamayim Hishkif al Bnei Adam Liros Hayesh Maskil, Doracious Elokim, God looks down from heaven on mankind. Is there any man that possesses intellect, a man that seeks Hashem? In the words of the Meshorer, the world seems so bleak. Is there anybody who recognizes God? Pasuk Dalid, Kulo Sug Yachdav, Ne'elochu, Ein Ose Tov, Ein Gam Echad. Everyone is dross or waste, or according to the Metzudas David, they have completely turned astray. Sug, turned astray. They are depraved. There is none who do any good, not even one. Pasuk Hey 5, Halo Yadu Poale Aved, Ochle Ami, Achlu Lechem, Elokim Lo Karau. Do they not know those evildoers, they who devour my people as they devour bread? The enemies do not call upon God. The enemies do not realize that I will take up the cause of my people. Or Elokim lo kara'u, says the Sfarno, is a veiled indictment on Klal Yisrael for being culpable for the Golus. Have we not called out to God enough? Or as the Targum says, have they not made blessings on my food? They have not said brachos before eating. They do not appreciate me. And Pasuk Vav, speaking about the enemy, Sham pachadu pachad lo haya pachad, ki Elokim pizar atzmos chonach, hevishosa ki Elokim ma'asam. There they will be seized, the enemy will be seized with fright. Never was there such a fright. For Hashem has scattered the bones of those who have encamped against you. You have shamed them, for God has rejected them. And now David, the Shaliach Tzibor for every single Jew throughout history, looks towards the future and prays that the ultimate salvation will arrive. In Pasuk Zion 7, Mi Tein Mitzion Yeshuos Yisrael B'shuv Elokim Shavus Amo Yagel Yaakov Yismach Yisrael. Oh, when the time comes that the salvation of Yisrael might come from Tzion, when Hashem returns the captives of his nation, Yaakov will exult and Yisrael will rejoice. How relevant this is in the year Tav Shin Pei He, when our generation now understands somewhat what the meaning of a captive really is. And when that happens, when all of our lost brothers and sisters will be returned, the captives of the oppressors or captives of foreign ideals and lack of Jewish education, what will happen? Yaakov will exult and Yisrael will rejoice. So what is the Navel? Who is a Navel? As we said, it refers to the enemies that have oppressed us, whether it's the Romans, the Babylonians, or any of our oppressors that have surfaced throughout the generations. But the word Naval is multifaceted. If we go back to Perek Yudalit in Tehillim and look at what the Sfarno has to tell us, remember Perek Yudalit is almost an exact replica. The Sfarno in Perek Yudalit tells us that a Naval actually could be one of us. Amar Naval Belibo Ein Elokim. And in the words of the Sfarno, Kol Dor Vador Mi Yisrael Asher Begolos Haloz Shehu Kafoy Tov Ubilti Mevin Echakel Yisbarach Bederech Pele Mikayim Es Banav Bein Haumos. Every one of us who may be a Kafoy Tov, who fails to recognize the incredible wonder of Am Yisrael's existence throughout this Golos, anybody who shrugs off the story of our nation to mere nature or geopolitics or the cycle of history, he's a Naval. He is an ingrate and he doesn't appreciate the miracle of Jewish survival. And then in our parak, the Sfarno adds to this, Amar Naval hechacham b'Torah, kamo doeg, shehu Naval v'lo chacham, b'li safek she'ein toraso ela min hasafa v'lachutz. So the Sfarno brings us back to Doeg, who we just learned about in our last perek, whose Torah knowledge was academic only and just rolled right off of him and didn't penetrate. Doeg, the one that was supposedly a chacham, a smart, a wise person, did not understand anything at all. Because that Naval, he sees God's world, yet he misses Hashem. He's actually the opposite of a chacham when you think about it. This chacham, according to Rav Hirsch, is actually shriveled of all his spirituality, as the word Naval suggests, withered and dry like a nevela, like an animal carcass. As the Ibn Ezra explains on Perek Yud Dalid, Hefech chacham, what does a Naval mean? It's the opposite of a chacham. Ba'avor she'idmeh she'ein elokim, ba'avor zeh hishchisu darkam v'hisivu me'alaleihem. It's similar, but the Ibn Ezra says this ingrate does not even deserve the title of chacham. He's the opposite of a chacham. And when you think about it, what is a chacham? What is a wise person? It's somebody who is able to process, to synthesize, to integrate the information and incoming stimuli and come to a conclusion. But if the conclusions are wrong, he can hardly be called a chacham. In fact, in Parshas Hazinu, in Sefer Devarim, Perek Lamed Beis Pasuk Vav, the incredulous question is asked of all of us. Did you, the nation that is a Naval, forget me? Asks Hashem. Hala Hashem tigmalu zos. Am Naval velo chacham. Is this how you pay back Hashem, you disgraceful and unwise nation? An Am Naval, and here the lo chacham, the unwise, the foolish person, is associated with the Naval. The man who has the information, he seems to be storing this information, whether it's the Torah or whether it's, again, processing events around him, but he does not connect the dots. He may have all the numbers for his formula, but he can't quite create the equation to arrive at the answer. The Ramban in Parshas Hazinu explains what a Naval is, and he uses a pasuk in Shemos, where Yisro is advising Moshe that he will become weary and tired of judging the unending stream of people all day. Navol tibol gam ata gam ha'am hazeh. Meaning, Yisro is telling Moshe, you're going to become exhausted. You're going to become tired from judging the people all day. So the Ramban cites the Unkelis, who explains the pasuk in Ha'azinu, Am Navol, that the people become a Navol when they become tired and weary of the Torah. Or perhaps we can say that there's also the possibility of complacency when things in our lives are routine and we take all of these routines for granted, right? We become tired. We become wary of finding greatness in the morning sun, that we're able to move our bodies and function. The Naval, because the things are not novel, okay, did not plan that pun, he gets accustomed to the gifts that we have and forget that it is Hashem who gave us these gifts. That's why we have safeguards to prevent us from coming to this point. We say Birchas HaShachar every day. We say Birchas HaMazon, grace after meals. We make a bracha before eating, and so on and so forth. The question is, how do we prevent ourselves from being associated with the Naval? And perhaps Another way is by maintaining our sense of Hakaras HaTov, our gratitude to each other, which leads to gratitude to Hashem. Because one who is a kafoy tov, an ingrate to another, loses the capacity to be grateful to Hashem, which can lead to his complete denial and apathy towards Hashem's existence altogether. If you recall, Paro was described as the one who forgot Yosef. Vayakam melech hadash asher lo yada es Yosef. And the Medrash tells us that one who fails to recognize the good in others winds up denying Hashem. Kol ha-kofer b'tovaso shel chaveiro, sofo sheyichpar b'tovaso shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, sheharei ksiv asher lo yada es Yosef. Paro, it said about him that he did not remember all the good and all the prosperity that was brought to Mitzrayim because of Yosef. And in the end, we know that Paro said, Lo yadati es Hashem. Who is God? I don't know who God is. This idea leads us to cite the Medrash, who uses the man Naval, who we are introduced to in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, as the prototype of a kafoy tov. Naval was a wealthy man with lots of sheep who was actually protected by David and his men before David became king. David and his men, who were very low on food and provisions, sent a message to Naval to assist them, and Naval rejects David's request for help. He feigned ignorance as to who he was, or he feigned ignorance of how David's presence protected Naval and his assets from harm. He says, Mi David, mi Ben Yishai. Who is this David anyway? Who's Ben Yishai? David became incensed. He was poised to attack Naval until Naval's wife, Abigail, interceded, brought food for David and his men, and presented David with the female voice of reason and appeals to David not to attack Naval. For if he does, it would just bring a tremendous stain and sin on his house, and don't bother getting upset with this man, Naval, whose name represents exactly who he is, Kishmo Kainhu. He's a base individual. Abigail pulled David off the ledge, so to speak, and David heaps tremendous praise on her and acknowledges her wisdom and thanks her profusely for saving him from a catastrophic mistake. Naval heard that Abigail helped David, and he ends up dying literally from heartache at the thought. David ends up marrying Abigail, and as we say, the rest is history. The Medrash Tehillim highlights different aspects of this encounter and uses the first words from our perek as a springboard to reference this incident in David's life with Naval. And part of the Medrash focuses on the positive influence that a wise and even-keeled wife can have on a man. And I think that we can expand this somewhat to anybody that has someone's ear in any capacity has the potential to help another to see things in an objective and unemotional manner. So the Medrash goes as follows, L'menatzeach al machalas. So we said to the conductor on the machalas, as we said, machalas is a musical instrument, but the Medrash here is going to present a play on words, a song about the machalas, a song of forgiveness, mechila, machalas. Zeshamar hakasov, matza isha, matza tov, as it says in Mishlei, one who finds an appropriate wife has found the essence of good. Tova ha'isa Abigail adavin mikola karbono shaba'olam. Abigail was better for David than any carbon in the world. She'ilu asa oso masa shechashav. Ilu haya makriv kol ha'karbono shaba'olam. Lo haya lo kapara v'hi bas elav umlataso. Had David actually killed Naval, it would have been a tremendous sin. And even had David brought all the karbonos in the world, he would not have achieved a kapara, an atonement. But Abigail saved him from that sin. Heve l'menatzeach al machalas shemachlolo k'shem shehakarbonos mochlin, which is an allusion to the words l'menatzeach al machalas, a song about forgiveness, mechila, that she brought about forgiveness, or more accurately, she brought about the condition where there was no need for forgiveness because of her wise words to David that prevented him from killing Naval. That's why it says l'menatzeach al machalas maskil l'David. So we have traversed in this parak from the national to the personal, from enemies that have threatened our physical survival and enemies within ourselves. A song that points to the ever-important midah of Hakaras HaTov and never to underestimate or underappreciate the voice of reason in our lives. May we be able to use this newfound perspective so that we can see the ultimate salvation. Mi Yitein Mitzion, Yeshuas Yisrael. Thank you for studying together, Le'ilo Nishmos, Helen Moskowitz, and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II She'eris HaPleita. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.